we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines are open. Some of y'all already figured that out. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it or call it. Same number for both. I want to get your feedback on what I just said about preaching to the choir. Allie from Athens has texted in, says, preach to the choir as long as you have breath, Colonel Williams. You feed my soul excellently and routinely. Allie, it is very mutual. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. John from Harvest. Phil, I definitely agree with your monologue. It always helps to hear, say, and even memorize important things again and again. And then when the need arises, you will hopefully remember it. That's exactly right, man. Thank you. John from Huntsville says, Phil, awesome monologue. And I can't believe that our country is going to give Ukraine $60 billion. We're only giving Israel $26 billion. Also, did I hear that Biden is going to put sanctions on Israel's military? John, stand by, brother. You all up in my dippers right now. You're exactly right. I've even got the article on the sanctions. Yes. Man, John needs to resource my show. He's already got it all down. Raven from Russellville says, Colonel, I'd like to ask you and the ruffians, remember my family when you pray. My father passed away Saturday. Oh, man. Says, hope this request isn't inappropriate. Thank you and our ruffian family for always being there. It's a blessing to me. Raven will, Lord, bless their family, God, in every respect. And I pray, God, you'd comfort them and give them all they need. Bless them, not just in the logistics of it all, but in the comfort and a deep sense of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings on you, Raven. Get her done. John from Brownsboro. It may be off topic, but I cannot stand by and accept a presidential election without a free exchange of ideas. Are they refusing to certify to avoid a debate? They're refusing to do a lot of things, man. Says Trump ought to put a podium in front of the White House and just speak as he would in a rally. Yeah, be careful with that because they'll claim it's January 6th all over again, though, John. And you know how that worked out. Plenty more where that came from. And listen, while I got a minute here, I got to say, you may have heard me mention in the middle of my monologue, we just kicked off a brand new, new piece of the content of Right Side. So a lot of y'all may not know, Right Side Radio is actually owned by my company, Right Side Media. So Right Side Media has this daily radio show. Big Rig and I sit here for 3 hours a day doing what we do and love doing. I spend several hours a day getting ready for the several hours a day that we're doing this on the air. Then Big Rig also takes the show and puts it in podcast form, and it goes up. And we've had like 215,000 downloads now of the podcast of the radio show. And then on top of that, I write an op-ed that comes out every week, and it's published in various periodicals throughout the state. 1819 News, Trustful Tribune, Athens Now, Gadsden Times, the Dothan Eagle. It's all over the place. But anyway, the bottom line is that's another piece of Right Side Media. Well, we've been planning for a while. And so this past week, we finalized the prep and the layout and the generation of a new video podcast. So this first one is the first in a series of podcasts that we're going to be doing. And this one it's me sitting in my study video podcast. I'm pretty pleased with the quality of it. It's called The Right Philosophy. Get it? Philosophy. But The Right Philosophy, picture some of the monologues that I do on the show, but in video form this time. I'm pretty stoked about it. We released the first three already. So they are on the website. Go to rightsideradio.org, and you can find them on the podcast tab. It's called The Right Philosophy. Click on the icon there. And check it out. Please check it out, as a matter of fact. We have another one coming out later this week, so that'll be four in the hopper this week. And after that, it's going to be about one a week. And just build content. It's part of the conservative content generation that Right Side Media is becoming known for.
Yeah, it looks good. I got a little sneak peek of it.
You did?
It looks good.
I'm pretty stoked, man.
It's like the monologue on steroids a little bit.
It is. I enjoy it too. And I'm sitting there in Phil's world. I mean, you're sitting in my study and, you know, all my, you know, my memorabilia and personal mementos and things on the shelf. And, you know, it's just, anyway, it's, we're real proud of it. So check it out. The Right Philosophy, the brand new video podcast at rightsideradio.org podcast tab. And tell me what you think. I'd appreciate your thoughts on it. But yeah, we'll be doing it, like I said, once a week. And that is, by the way, the first in a series of new podcasts that we are in the process of generating. So stand by. More to come on all of that. All right, listen, we're going to come right back and we'll jump on in with both feet, man. Jump on in with both feet on the big spend. What just happened this weekend? Apparently, you can just keep writing checks in D.C. Like, we must have more money. We still have more checks in the checkbook. Is that how it works? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I do have to, Raven, if you're listening right now, Raven, brother, the lovely Charlene just sent Psalm 34:18 for you. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So blessings on you, man.
I love that verse.
That's a great verse. All right, so listen, I tell you what, let me get a couple more text messages and I'll jump right into the big spend. Keith from Parts Unknown says, you're right, there's no difference in what's going on at certain universities right now and what the Klan did in the past. It boggles the mind. But you know what? It's okay when you're saying kill the Jews as long as you don't have a white sheet on, right? Unbelievable. John M. from Huntsville says, we are such leaky vessels that at the monumental... and you would think unforgettable Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples, do this in remembrance of me. We need to do a lot of remembering. That's a great point, man. I don't think I'd ever thought about those words, but you are right. Jeff Mendiana says, Pastor, I was doing missionary work for you at the Thunder over Louisville, probably wearing my Right Side Radio shirt. He did, man. He had a great time. He is wearing his Right Side Radio shirt. Thank you, Jeff Rowe. We appreciate you. All right, let me jump on in here now. So the... yeah, by the way, don't forget, new podcast, video podcast is up. You can check it out, rightsideradio.org. It's called The Right Philosophy. It's the first in a series of new podcasts. All right, the big spend. Just so you know, going in on a Saturday to spend $95 billion is not the norm. I'm glad it's not the norm. I'd hate to think that every Saturday had a price tag like that attached to it, but this past weekend... with the help of Democrats, the speaker was able to get some things passed. Now, listen, I'm going to go ahead and reiterate something. And I don't know how Mo Brooks is going to feel about it. When he calls in, he may have a different perspective. But I said last week while Gary Palmer was on the air, I am not for trying to remove the speaker right now. If you want to do it, wait till the next Congress. If Marjorie Taylor Greene and others who I respect for their stances on things, and I tend to be what I would call a Freedom Caucus guy. In fact, the Freedom Caucus was birthed out of the Club for Growth, and I'm a Club for Growth Foundation fellow, all right? That being said, there's got to be wisdom in the application of some things. And I do not recommend that we try to decapitate our leadership at a time when we have a one-vote majority. One vote! One vote majority. I mean, we could literally watch Hakeem Jeffries come in and suddenly in the final months of what I hope is the final months of the Biden administration, we'd be staring down the barrel of a Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden triad. That's the last thing this country needs, is to watch them just running amok. The only thing holding the ground largely from the complete running amok of the Democrats is the fact that we hold a slimmest of slim majorities in the House. If you want to get rid of Mike Johnson, now's not the time. That being said, I am also frustrated with him. I am. I get that his job is nearly impossible. And with this narrow of a majority, he almost has no choice but to do some things that are going to. And by the way, there's a whole lot of things they do up there that's bipartisan. Don't think for a second there's not. You just never hear about them. Why? Because they're not full of clickbait. You're not hearing about all the mundane things they do that goes into, you know, small stuff here, minutia over there, you know, the regular order of business, things that no one really frets over, bipartisan. If they vote unanimously as a body, it's bipartisan. Guess what? That means Republicans and Democrats got together. But when there's a controversy, when there's a deep-rooted difference of opinion, and oh, by the way, Republicans are split, then I have an issue with our Republican Speaker of the House pushing forward on a vote. By the way, there's also a thing called the Hastert rule. And I want to hear, I want to see if I can remember to get him on this when we come back, when Mo Brooks is on with us. The Hastert rule, named after former Speaker Denny Hastert, is basically a rule that says the Speaker should not vote on legislation unless it has the majority support of the majority party, and he did not. The aid package for Ukraine this past weekend, which is part of what we're talking about, the aid package for Ukraine only had 101 Republicans voting in favor of it, but 112 voted against it. So the Hastert rule really wasn't a rule. I guess it was like the Hastert good idea. All right, so this past weekend, major packages of foreign aid were passed. Not a whit, not a lick, not a dime for our own border security. Nothing was done. Well, I mean, they cast some votes. But in the end, nothing's going to come of it. Why? Because the Speaker chose not to hold the line on tying aid to Ukraine and Israel to also having aid for our own southern border. I get the fact that he put it on the schedule. They did bring it up to the floor. It was the first thing out the gate. But it is not the same. All the leverage was lost. So $95 billion was spent this past weekend. That's $26.3 billion to Israel. And by the way, I support this. It includes funds to replenish the country's Iron Dome and David Sling missile defense systems, as well as another $3.5 billion towards securing advanced weapon systems. It also includes about $9 billion, believe it or not, in humanitarian aid for civilians in conflict zones, which includes Gaza. That's great. So while I'm sorry for the fact that there's, you know, civilian trauma and casualties, it's also a war. And they voted for Hamas to be their leadership, and Hamas is the one that reached out and did the, you know, just completely apocalyptic things that it did on October 7th of last year. Anyway, $26.3 billion to Israel. $9 billion of that goes to Gaza, I guess. That passed in a 366-58 vote, largely favorable by, you know, the vast majority of the body. Then there's another $60 billion for Ukraine. Now listen, I do not want I do not want Ukraine to lose, all right? I do not want Russia to win. Let's be clear. I grew up in the Cold War. I get it. I do not want to see the Russian bear trouncing its way through European grounds. And Ukraine is a part of Eastern Europe. And then we have the Baltic states, which would be at risk. And then we have, you know, other countries in and around like Poland, which would now be butted up against Russia if Russia succeeded in taking Ukraine. Ukraine is the breadbasket, one of the breadbaskets of Europe. Its agricultural lands are epic, and the farming there is a net exporter, at least it was. Ukraine is also the home to, two nuclear power stations. This is no small thing. I do not want Russia to win. Here's the problem, as I see it, and here's what galls me, is the endless amounts of money that Biden is sending over there without a plan. There is zero leadership on the part of his leadership. Says we're just in it for the long haul. Whoop whoop. I mean, there's zero. It's complete jackassery to think that if you just send money, it's going to be okay. Well, just keep sending money. What do you need? Sure. Write him a check. Listen, if Ukraine was, if we were the bank and Ukraine was a new business trying to prove its worth to get a business loan, they would be required to go through all kinds of underwriting studies. They'd be required to have a prospectus and a pro forma and a business plan. They'd be required to have bylaws of the corporation. They'd be required to show credit references and well-established contracts for the sale of goods and things that tend to indicate that they are a viable entity. They don't have to do that when it's the U.S. government, because Biden's in charge and he doesn't need a plan. He just needs to go, Here, give him some money. That's what we'll do. Well, what that does, though, is it just depletes our own stores. We are going into massive debt, more massive debt, simply by funding Ukraine. This time, to the tune of another $60 billion. Now, that one was contentious. That one passed by a vote of 311 to 112. Still overwhelming. Two-thirds of the body voted for it. But dang, y'all. How are we supposed to feel when our southern border got nothing, zilch, zero, and yet Democrats cheered wildly and waved Ukrainian flags on the floor of the House? Our Congress waving Ukrainian flags and cheering like they just had a big doing. They just got over. Whoop, whoop. We're all Ukrainians today. Knuckleheads. Speaker of the House is gaveling them down, telling them that there are rules of decorum that do not allow the waving of foreign flags. And yet they did it anyway. All right. I said there was $95 billion. Where's the rest of it? Taiwan. Taiwan got $8.12 billion to combat any efforts from the Chinese government to invade. In other words, it's just trying to bolster Taiwan. 34 Republicans stood against that one. So this is a wacky weekend, y'all. Violated the Hastert rule, split the Republican caucus. The Speaker of the House puts it up there on the floor, gets all these bills passed. Nothing for our southern border going to happen. Nothing. Nothing at all. Border patrols down there doing the best they can. 9 million illegals flooding across our own southern border. But we're sending over aid to Ukraine without a plan. And that's, like I said, I don't mind supporting Ukraine. I don't mind seeing Russia lose. But not without a plan. My gosh. Could you tell us what the end state is? Could you tell us what the red lines are? Could you tell us what milestones we're trying to achieve? Could you tell us for a second that this will stop that or this will pay for these? No, you're just slinging money at it. It's like we're just standing here throwing money out a window and hoping that somebody catches it. And that's what's galling to me. Real quick before the break, I'll just tell you, how did Alabama's delegation vote? Fairly consistently, but very split on Ukraine. So on the Israel Security Supplemental, every member of our delegation, all seven of them, to include our Democrat, Terry Sewell, all of them voted for aid to Israel. I'm good with that. On the Taiwan, it was a 6-1. The only nay on our Alabama delegation was Congressman Barry Moore. But when it came to Ukraine, whoo, a 3-4 split, only three yays, four nays. So Congressman Jerry Carl, Barry Moore, Dale Strong, and Gary Palmer all voted against the Ukraine aid package, while Robert Adderholt, Mike Rogers, and our Democrat Terry Sewell voted for it. I got several statements here from our Alabama delegation. I'll read you those when we get back from the break. Let's take the break right now, Big Rig. And don't forget, by the way, coming up top of the hour, we'll be on the phone with Congressman Mo Brooks, getting his perspective on the big spend. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Cousin Crystal from over in Moulton says, I agree. Green, as in Marjorie Taylor Greene, needs to chill on ousting the speaker. We're going to end up with Democrats controlling the House. What if the election has to be decided by the House? That's a great point. I hadn't thought of that. Says, yeah, I believe chaos is coming with this election. Republicans need to quit the in-house fighting. Democrats stick together. You got to give them that. Crystal, you are so correct. And again, like I said, after the election, let's get the president seated. And then, oh, by the way, if you want to get a new speaker, there's a procedure for doing it. But trying to do it right now, just so you can say you did, there's no good timing here. Trina from Elkmont says, U.S. giving money to Ukraine for Ukrainian officials to buy multiple houses to take lavish trips. Sounds about right. Trina, if you have an article or some kind of proof, I mean, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying I'd like to see some proof of that. I hear that kind of thing all the time, but I'd like to see them taking lavish trips and buying multiple houses before I'll agree that it's actually happening. Jerry from Decatur, could it be that our border doesn't require military defense equipment spending, so the contractors got it all? The border needs only a fence and a gate, airborne. Jerry, you're not wrong, but it does require more than that. We need a fence. We need a gate. We need a border patrol that's been beefed up. We also need, by the way, the ability to not just have a fence, but have passive and active surveillance measures. We need counter-drone technology. We need to be able to blow up tunnels. We need to be able to dog sniff the fentanyl that's coming across in massive tranches. So there's a lot more that we need down there, and they're just not giving it to them. And no, I don't want to hear what Biden keeps calling for is, I sent you a bill. If you'll just pass it, we sent you a bill, Mr. President. The reality is he wants his bill because it has lots and lots more money for processing of illegals. There's a big difference. John from Pike Road says, Phil, Robert Adderholt, Etowah County's representative, which has been voted, by the way, as the least conservative member of the Alabama delegation, voted for every one of these bills. He did, John. I'm not denying it. Brian from Decatur, Ukraine's one big money laundering opportunity to line the pockets of politicians in charge and their minions. Change my mind. I'm not going to try and change your mind, Brian, but if you've got something that says that, I mean, I know they were, by the way, Chicago's corrupt too. Do we stop sending money if a tornado hits it? The whole thing about corruption, you know who's more corrupt? Russia. Now, go back to what I said a minute ago. I want Russia to lose. I do. I want Russia to lose. I do not want to keep sending an endless supply of cash, but I'm not going to sit here and just go, well, they're just corrupt. Prove it. I understand it. I know there's corruption. Show me that they're not fighting. They're fighting. They're using the weapons we gave them. They are fighting like dogs, man. I mean, they are going at it, tooth and nail, teeth and hair flying everywhere, and they are putting a total butt whooping on the big Russian bear. But there's no plan for our money. None. They're just getting tranches of money. And anyway, Graham from Meridianville, I know you disagree with getting rid of the speaker, but when do we get a win? He has not given us anything to be happy about. I would look at some of this and say, I disagree with that. The House is what passed the impeachment of Mayorkas. The House is what is investigating the Hunter Biden debacles. The House is what's been unraveling the January 6th commission. The House is doing a lot. And I feel confident that the House can do more as long as we don't decapitate leadership. You have no idea how much of what we are doing right now is actually authorized through the Speaker's office to be done. So now's not the time, is all I'm saying. Now's not the time. Ronnie from Danville, Phil, I don't know how much we give Ukraine, but we should have just bought it. Now that I can go with. It could. The 51st state, Ukraine. Slight geographic difference in regions, but there you go. Real quick before we go to the break, U.S. Representative Dale Strong, with regards to Ukraine aid, said, for months, House Republicans have been promising our constituents we would not support additional Ukraine funding while President Biden refuses to secure our own borders. So far under President Biden, more than 9 million illegal aliens have crossed our borders, with many being released to the homeland. President Biden has refused to address the crisis. While I was able to support supplemental funding to defend Israel and to bolster American defense production, I could not in good conscience vote to send billions to Ukraine while our own borders are being invaded. Totally agree. Totally agree with that. That's exactly, were I there, that's how I would have voted. But I ain't. All I can do is sit out here and be a pundit. U.S. Representative Barry Moore says he only backed funding for Israel, declined Ukraine and Taiwan. He said, Israel is our strong ally for more than 75 years, battling a terrorist group that wants to extinguish their very existence. We must stand with Israel, provide the support and resources necessary to rid the Middle East and the world of Hamas. Any threat to Israel is a threat to the United States and to our freedoms. All right, listen, and Gary Palmer, he also voted against the aid to Ukraine. All right, coming right back, we'll get some perspective from Congressman Mo Brooks and see what his thoughts are on the speaker. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.